Welcome to the show that combines biblical truth, discipleship, and the calling of spreading revival. Now your host, T.S. Wright.
Welcome, everyone, to the Kingdom Crossroads. I'm your host, T.S. Wright, and I am so glad you could join us today. I just want to say, hey, if you haven't already, make sure you hit that follow, subscribe button, and give us a like, as we love continuing to bring you more great content. And we've got a great show in store for you today. So joining us from Columbus, Ohio, yes, if you are a Buckeyes fan, you're going to love this, all right, is Jesse Vowinkle. Now, Jesse is the Vice President of Growth at LifeWise Academy. Now, you ask, what is LifeWise Academy? Well, a LifeWise Academy, and I'm going to let him explain more about it, their goal is to get the Bible in the hands of kids that are in school. And when they started this thing 7 years ago, they were in like two schools in Ohio. Now they are in over 1,200 schools in over 30 states. And they've done that just in 7 years. Hmm. So you know what, Jesse? I say, first of all, praise God for that. Amen. This is so needed. And I also want to say, Jesse, welcome to the show.
Thank you, T.S. I'm really excited to be here. Thanks for having me on today.
You bet. And so, Jesse, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to start this thing off. I'm going to let you take it away. And I really want you just to talk to our listeners about what LifeWise Academy is. Talk about the ministry, how you got started, and how it got started.
Jesse, I'd love to.
Take it away.
Yeah, I'd love to. Thank you. Just a quick background on myself. So I've been with the ministry for, I just had my 1 year anniversary. Prior to LifeWise, I've spent my career in mostly sales and sales leadership roles for the last 20 years, various industries, most recently though, the software world. So I was in tech sales, and I came across this ministry. So I'm in Columbus, Ohio. Our ministry is actually headquartered in Columbus Metro as well. So I had heard a lot about LifeWise as it was kind of growing. And it really, my story really intersects with LifeWise as my only daughter, she's now 6 years old, but about a year ago, being 5 years old, thinking about as a dad, sending her into the public schools or where we're gonna educate Ellie, and just starting to have those questions that I was wrestling with, like how am I gonna hide the word of God in her heart? How am I going to make sure that she's being fed every day? And those things started to weigh on me. At the same time, I know now a year later, God was intersecting paths with friends of mine that were connected with the ministry, and a spot opened up, and they said, "Hey, your background experience is just what we need to do this to help us with national growth across the country." And it really was the perfect time for me to come into contact with the ministry. But that's a little bit of my background here, TS. But yeah, a little bit about the ministry. So LifeWise Academy, I always tell people in the 20-second elevator pitch is we provide Bible education to public school students during school hours. And that part right there during school hours is everybody kind of pauses. And if you're like me, the first time you heard that, I'm like, well, that does not sound legal at all, right? You know, so what we do, and a little bit of background of the ministry. So this ministry is built off of a Supreme Court ruling, a little known Supreme Court ruling back in 1952. And the Supreme Court ruling ruled on something called release time for religious instruction. We call it RTRI. So I know that a lot of your listeners are probably excited to hear a little bit of Supreme Court law in the first 5 minutes of the call or of our conversation, but bear with me for a minute. So basically back in the 50s, when we saw a lot of different rulings where the Bible was actually being removed from schools and it was really becoming they're really trying to secularize public education, the Supreme Court ruled on this where essentially it allows for parents of students who are in public schools. It says that you can release your student from public school during school hours to receive religious instruction, as long as the program that you're taking them to is off school property, privately funded, and you get parental permission to do that. So it has to be an optional program that's off the campus of the school building, separation of church and state, as we know, and it has to be privately funded so you can't use school money and tax dollars for it. And so they had this little known ruling back in the 50s. And, we always say when we're talking to people, that ruling 70 some years ago has essentially laid dormant in the American church, TS, because If you think about what that allowed us to do, that literally, the courts literally said it would be okay to take your student out of the public school day during school hours to teach them about a religion, and then bring them back in the middle of the day. And so what's so unique about this opportunity, we caught wind of this opportunity in 2012. We heard of a little town in Northwest Ohio, Van Wert, Ohio, that was doing this for their students. And within 3 years, they had 95% of the elementary school in that town enrolled in this program. These kids were literally leaving during the middle of the day, walking across the street, hearing a Bible lesson, and coming back during the middle of the day. And they loved it. And parents went crazy over it. They had, within 3 years, they had 95% of this elementary school enrolled in this program. Nice. And it was amazing. And so we, my CEO and founder, had played football for the Ohio State Buckeyes. So he's a Buckeye, and had a great platform to go speak around the state and around the country, speaking at schools and speaking for students. And he was invited to come speak at an event for this release time program. He's never heard of it before. Like you and I are like, kids are leaving the school, like 95% of the school, what is going on? And so he gets this, he sees this happening. And back in 2018, he and this group in Van Wert, Ohio, they asked a really important question that day. We call it the riddle. And the riddle was, if this is legal and the Supreme Court says that it's legal, right? You can't have a higher court say that it's allowable and it's impactful, like 95% of a community has signed up. Why in the world does every community in America not have something like this for their students? And that was what really got the wheels turning. We talk about this could be one of the biggest missed opportunities by the American church in 70 years. And so all of that to say, back about 7 years ago, they had the idea for LifeWise. And it really came out of that question of why doesn't every community have this? So we did a lot of research. And what we found was that the reason communities haven't done this across America is because it's actually really hard. And we call it, there's a lot of barriers to entry. And some of those things that we don't think about are like, well, if you're going to just take students out of the public school, you're going to need liability insurance. What's the curriculum you're going to teach? Who's going to teach them? Where are you going to bring them? How are you going to get them there? All these logistical things that make something like this not as simple as just simply taking a couple first graders to teach them the Bible for a few hours or for a few minutes, right?
Right.
And so LifeWise Academy, to land the plane here, and I'll kick it back to you, TS. LifeWise Academy is essentially the plug-and-play program. We are all those barriers to entry taken care of for a community. We are the tools, the plug and play that any community in America can use. So we provide the curriculum and the liability insurance and the logistical plan. And we work with the school district, with the community. So we essentially give the community all the tools that they need to open a program and sustain a program like this around America.
Wow. That's phenomenal. Yeah. And I like the fact that you threw that Supreme Court thing in there, because that way people know that you can do this.
Yeah.
That you do not have to be hamstrung by this idealism to think that we cannot have Bible literature in the school. Right. We can absolutely have Bible literature in the school. Mm-hmm. And there is a way to do it. And LifeWise Academy is giving you that option and that way to get it done. So I encourage, if you guys are listening, to please think about this. This could be an opportunity for kids in your area to be able to continue to grow in the Bible. And what better way to do that during the day when their minds are kind of in that learning mode, you know, right, not trying to step off on a Sunday,
right,
always, because, you know, they've kind of shut down for the weekend and it's a rest. They go to they love their Sunday groups, and that is not to speak against Sunday groups,
right,
but to do it during the day when their brains are wired for learning.
Yep.
During the school day, I think is just absolutely perfect. And I love this. I just got to say, I love it. I mean, yeah. I just do.
So. Thank you, man. And you know, one of the things I'll add to that, TS, what you were talking really made me think, like there's a couple of things that really, there's a couple of pieces of data that really stand out to me. The first one being that some of the things that we're seeing with our young people today, and we've all kind of seen what not being able to talk about truth and not being able to talk about character and moral character, right? We've seen kind of the effects of that. We're seeing all-time highs in our students and things like anxiety and depression and suicidal behavior. We're seeing all-time highs in that. And at the same time, we're seeing all-time lowest numbers that we've ever seen in things like church attendance, professions of faith, and Bible literacy. And so we understand kind of that correlation of that data. And the other thing that I, a couple of studies say that 8 out of 10 kids today do not attend church regularly. That's kind of the national average. 8 out of 10 kids today are not going to church, but 9 out of 10 kids today go to a public school. So if you start thinking about that, I mean, as now I'm involved in my local church, and I know you are as well, TS, but we can have the greatest children's ministry. We can have the most vibrant youth ministry, and 8 out of 10 kids are not coming to us. So who's going to go to them, and how can we go to them? And this, we feel like this was the way that that we could, like you mentioned, legally kind of carve out that path to be able to reach students who normally would never step foot in your church building. So it's a really amazing, unique opportunity. And the last thing I'll call out too is, I think you and I, we were kind of talking, you know, before this call and offline a little bit about some wonderful after school and before school programs, right? There's some wonderful ministries that things like FCA and Young Life, there's some wonderful after school programs and before school programs. What makes LifeWise so unique, being in the middle of the school day, as you kind of called it out, they're in learning mode, but also the ability to open that up to any student that's available, because it's built right into the school day. So you're not competing with parents can't drop them off before school, or bus schedules, or band or football extracurriculars after school, so they can't come to your after school Bible club. Traditionally, a lot of those ministries and clubs, they have lower attendance numbers because not every student can come before or after school. This being built right in the middle of school day allows us to have these kind of programs where you're seeing 60% plus enrollment for a whole grade level, because parents want this for their students. They can't come before or after school. So if you can make it convenient and you can build it into their day and you can go to them instead of them having to come to you on a Wednesday night or a Sunday morning, it really has just allowed us to offer this opportunity to every parent that wants this for their students.
That is, man, I love that. Yeah. That is absolutely awesome. And I hope all you listeners are soaking this in and starting to think about, hey, how could this be done where I live? Mm-hmm. So I'd highly encourage you guys to be looking into this. So now you've got some other things that are cooking too here. And I noticed there was something about, you know, maybe a movie.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we talk about your movie?
Yes, very excited to talk about that. So in the midst of this movement of the people of God, you know, you mentioned before kind of our story of, we started in two schools in Northwest Ohio, and our goal when we were in, we kind of left this part out in our story, but as we were building the ministry, we served two schools. The next year we were serving five, and by the third year we were serving a whole 8 schools. And this was in 2020. We had this God-sized goal. Are you ready for this? We wanted to be serving 25 schools by 2025. That was our kitschy campaign. It's like, if we could be serving 25 by 25, that would be amazing. And then by 2021, we were already serving, I think, 36 schools. And so God just kind of blew that out of the water. And we said, man, we are bad at setting goals. And so we had this new goal, TS. We wanted to be serving 1,000 schools by the end of this school year that we're in right now. So by next May or June, we wanted to be serving 1,000 schools. That was the new campaign we did in 2021. As you kind of alluded to earlier, we passed that in May of this past year. So with a whole year to go, we're already approved in almost 1,200 schools across America. And we still have a whole year to go. We thought we were going to be in 1,000 after the end of this year. So wow. God has just consistently shown us that this is what people all over the country want this. And this is a viable path to truly bring Bible education and make it available to every public school student in America. So with all that being said, we decided to kind of put together a film, and our creative, Nate Lundquist, who's our VP of Creative, Emmy Award-winning, Dove-nominated filmmaker. He is our head of creative. We're blessed with him. We're absolutely blessed with Nate and his abilities. But he essentially made this film, and the first half of the film is really about, really talks a lot about how our society and our culture and our country has kind of systematically removed the Bible, and the importance of the Bible, not just in education, but the importance of how the Bible has really played a role in kind of building our society, right? And how all of art and all of literature is built off of the Bible. And so it kind of spends the first half of the film kind of showing the importance of this amazing, incredible literature document that we have, right? The Bible. And then the second half talks about how we kind of pulled it out and the effects on our culture from pulling it out. And then the second half is us bringing it, how do we bring it back and how do we rebuild what's been kind of essentially falling apart since we've taken it out, enter LifeWise. And so, the movie is, is coming out. We actually, we are going to be in roughly 1,000 theaters across the nation, which is really exciting. And we are going to be in theaters October 23rd, which is a Thursday. And so the name of the film is called Off School Property, Solving the Separation of Church and State. Nice. And yeah, we're really excited about it. So Fathom Theaters has picked it up. So they're doing a launch all the way across the country, one night release. That's going to be Thursday, October 23rd. And then you're going to start seeing us on some streaming platforms after that, which is really exciting. But this is a great way if you want to learn a little bit more about what LifeWise is and really why we're here. And what we think the role the Bible could play in our society again, or if you're curious to learn more about LifeWise, this is a great chance to take to go to the theaters, look up what theaters that it's in, check it out if it's at a theater near you, and yeah, we're just really excited, man. We think it's going to be transformational, hopefully. So,
amen. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going.
Come on,
I'm going.
Yes.
So Jesse. Just so you know, and you and I talked off air about this, and I want to throw this in here because yeah. one of our big followings that listens to a lot of our broadcast are people in Dublin, Ohio.
That's right.
And we're doing our weekly shout outs, and we have Dublin, Ohio is one of those that we've done the weekly shout out for. They're actually one of the first ones we've chosen. Mm-hmm. And you're right there in their backyard.
Yeah.
I mean, you're sitting there in Columbus, Ohio, and I think that's great. And that's awesome. But when does this movie hit? Is it like October 23rd? If I remember from the notes correctly.
Yep, that's correct. So it's October 23rd. It's going to be shown across the nation one night on October 23rd, which is a Thursday night. Yep.
Wow. So yep. The reason I'm bringing this up about Dublin and tying this movie in is that at some point, what we're going to do with this show is we're going to start going on the road.
I love it.
One of the things we want to do is that areas where we're getting a lot of people doing listening to the show, we want to go there and set up and have people coming up to the show and interviewing people with testimonies and doing some gospel sharing and stuff. So, man, hey, we keep building that community for the Kingdom Crossroads here. We bring we get that community built up and. Hey, we're and people are helping our ministry and supporting our ministry. Mm. We're definitely gonna want to be coming up there. So we're
gonna have Dublin. To treat you some thin crust pizza.
Oh,
we'll the food scene, great food scene up here. And Dublin is a great town. So yeah, you and I were kind of talking about it. It will. That's what I hope it does happen. And like I said, if you get up here, we will show you a good time for sure.
Hey, Lord willing, it's gonna come happen. On. We're going to win. So, yes. And amen. So I am definitely going to be in the theaters. I'm going to go watch this movie for sure. And I encourage everybody else to do so too, to support organizations that are doing these type of things. We need more of this, not less, but more. We need amen. More of this. So one thing I was going to ask you, Jesse, is that obviously you talked about curriculum and having things that you do that. Do you guys have pre-built curriculum? Do you have instructors who build the curriculum? I mean, how does that work within LifeWise?
Yeah, great question. So LifeWise offers curriculum for first through 12th grade. And we, for elementary through middle school, we partner with the Gospel Project. And so yep. very popular Sunday school curriculum a lot of us are familiar with. So the Gospel Project does our curriculum. So it walks students through the Bible, Genesis to Revelation. And what's really cool about that curriculum is they've done some great things with building in like a character-based Bible education as well.
Yes.
So all of our lessons, what's great is all of the books and all the lessons point to Jesus being in scriptures. Wherever they are in the Bible, the lesson's going to point them to where Jesus is found in one of the Old Testament prophets, right? So it's pointing the kids back to Jesus in the gospel, which is amazing. And then it also teaches the children a character trait. So they'll be able to go home with character cards. And that's what's really cool is when you get when you start hearing from educators who are like, yeah, these kids showed up and now they're all talking about how to forgive because somebody took something from them and forgiveness is their word of the week. And, and so it's really, really wonderful. So so elementary through middle school, we walk the kids through the entire Bible with the Gospel Project. And then as they get into the high school age, we partner with Summit Ministries out of Colorado, And okay. So Summit Ministries does our high school curriculum. So it's like a biblical worldview course. And so obviously all of the curriculum is age appropriate. So second graders are going to learn. We have a second grade level curriculum for second graders. Fifth graders are going to be a little bit different. And then on up right. into high school, it's more apologetics and kind of some of that stuff as well. So two wonderful partners that do all of our curriculum for us.
Awesome. That's yes. that's fantastic.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm looking forward to the day that LifeWise is in 50 states.
Come on.
And connected to almost every district in the country.
That's my job, man. So
there yeah. we go. So that's,
yeah.
hey,
yeah,
of course, I'm going to tell you guys that Jesse and I actually met at LifeSurge. You know, most of the time the guests that come on here, I'll either know them through a contact of a contact or, you know, they're on some of the different platforms that they get connected to us. But Jesse yeah. and I actually already met, and him and I met at a LifeSurge event. So just letting you guys know that Jesse and those guys were promoting the LifeWise Academy there and talking to maybe helping it impact Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I got to meet one of the top guys that are helping run the state of Arkansas for LifeWise. Yep. So, yep. I mean, we had some great connections, and I really enjoyed my time visiting with you guys there at the at the event. So I've got a last question here before we start getting close to wrapping this thing up. Yeah. Now, is there any areas right now that you're starting to work into and mm-hmm. trying to see if you can, you know, you guys are trying to build, you know, build an area that, you know, you're just kind of starting in and maybe bring that to light?
Yeah, good question. So the short answer, TS, is that we are trying to build in any area that is ready for LifeWise that parents want it. So what's really cool about this is that we don't have to do much on our end to build a LifeWise in the community. What we simply wait for is people in that community to come to our website and sign a community interest list. And once we see 50 people in a school district come to our website to say, we want this in our school district, that activates our team and our resources to then start to reach out to that community, start building a planning team with them, and start moving towards launching a program. And so we talk about Arkansas. Arkansas is a great example. So we've got a wonderful live program. I believe Prairie Grove is serving somewhere in the ballpark of 500 to 700 students a week at their program.
That's awesome.
Grades. It's incredible. And what's really cool, what's really cool is when you talk with that team, when you hear how the percentage of those students that are unchurched that are coming to their program. I mean, that's our heart. It's being able to find, being able to offer this to children who otherwise wouldn't ever hear the name of Jesus in their home, right? So. Amen. But yeah, Prairie Grove's got an amazing program, and all throughout Arkansas, we have these signature campaigns that are up and running. In fact, I just looked here in the last couple hours. So there's 13,000 roughly school districts across the entire United States. We have signatures from parents in over 8,700 of those 13,000 across the country. So well over half, almost 70% of every school district in America has had at least one person come to our website, fill out an interest list, and say, I want this here. So it's incredible. So we know there's interest literally everywhere. One of my favorites is we just got 50 signatures in Hawaii. So Honolulu School District now has 50 signatures. So we're working on Honolulu. We have a program launching in Alaska. We have a program. We have programs in Los Angeles, California. So quite literally, and then the state of New York has programs up in that are kind of in launch phase. So literally coast to coast, from Alaska to Hawaii to New York to Florida to California, Washington and the Seattle area, we have a live program in Washington. So it's been really cool, TS. So all that to say, we are willing to go wherever people need this. And because we are literally a plug and play program, when the community comes to us, when people come to us and say, we want this, we simply give them the tools that they need and coach them through how to launch their program and get them up and running.
Amen. That is awesome. Yeah. Well, Jesse, I hate doing this part, but we're going to have to start wrapping up the show here because you and I could talk forever. We could get on a whole college football tangent here.
Yes, we could.
A little bit of NFL. You know, I mean, we could go in all kinds of different directions. Yeah. I mean, we were talking about Joe Burrows and all these other football players and stuff off air before we jumped on here, just because He's sitting right there in Columbus, Ohio, and he's a big Packers fan, by the way.
Yes, sir. Go so, Pack. Yeah,
he's got a little bit of roots and ties into that Green Bay area. But anyway, with our wrap up here, Jesse, if somebody wants to learn more, get connected with LifeWise, how would they do that?
Yeah, great question. So it's very easy. All you do is you go to our website, which is lifewise.org. Now, on our homepage, one of the cool things you'll see is you'll be able to see the trailer for our movie. So a lot of you might be wondering, like, how can I see what this movie looks like? Go check out the 40-second trailer. It's right on the homepage, right when you pop on the website. The other thing that you can do, though, the most important thing that you can do, this costs you no money and costs you 10 seconds of your time, is you can go to lifewise.org/interest, and you can find your school district, and you can put your name and email and say, bring this to my school district, bring this to the kids in my community. Sign that list and share that list with whoever you know. Share the link for that with whoever you know. That's the easiest way to become involved and become engaged with us. You'll be able to look up any school district in America. You'll be able to see how far we are with your school district. And our website is full of anything from questions that you have on curriculum to how other ways that you can become involved with the ministry, support the ministry, et cetera. But lifewise.org is where you'd like to go.
Amen. Amen. So I'm going to include all this in the show notes, folks, and we'll get everything in there that you need to get connected here. I want to say this, Jesse, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. And anybody from LifeWise ever wants to come back to the show, just let me know. We will definitely bring you guys back on. And here I am now getting ready to wrap up. So on behalf of myself and Jesse, I want to say thank you to the Kingdom Crossroads community for tuning in today and for listening to our message. And again, hit that subscribe, follow button, give us a like. And as we continue to grow, our goal is to eventually get out into your communities and bring the podcast live in your areas. As you guys help us grow the show, we're going to come to you. Obviously, the two things we need is you guys helping us get the word out. And number two, giving us support so we can do that. Even $10, $15, $20 a month, nothing major, that you can give to us helps in every bit. And as we grow our fundraising, we're going to be able to take this show on the road. On behalf of myself and Jesse, I am T.S. Wright. Now go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation, and let the great harvest begin. We want to give a big shout out this week to Cupertino, California. We want to thank you guys for your support of this ministry and of the Kingdom Crossroads podcast. We so look forward to an opportunity at some point to come out and visit you guys when we take this podcast and take this show on the road. So again, we thank you for your support, and God bless each and every one of you. And we pray that you will continue not only listening to this program, but to also continue to spread the word about the program. Thank you so much, and God bless every one of you.